Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
So do you guys remember, I guess he made a couple All-Star games. He never played for the Brewers. Paul LaDuca, name ring a bell? You're a big baseball fan, right?
I'm a baseball fan. I don't know if I'm a big baseball fan. I
played for the Dodgers.
LaDuca.
I think he played for the Marlins a little bit.
Okay.
It was just a kind of your average catcher. Made a couple All-Star games. But he does
made a couple All-Star games, and he was making an impact. He was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm trying to think. You know, I'm trying to think when his like heyday was. Yeah, he made four consecutive All-Star games. He was with the Marlins and then the Mets.
I don't think Babe Ruth made four consecutive All-Star games.
He hit 25 home runs in 2001.
So
about 10, 7, and 13. That looked like his heyday, kind of like from 2001 to 2004.
So the reason I bring him up, he now, like everyone else in the world, does a podcast. He's part of the Action Network.
Yeah.
And
sounds like a bunch of superheroes.
He's a degenerate gambler like me. So I was listening to his podcast because they were talking about, you know, over-unders for the season, you know, win totals. And I was doing my due diligence for my show. And I'm like, yeah, I'll listen to a former professional baseball player and get his insight. So they go a little off the rails, and they asked him what his favorite ballpark to play in was. And he said PNC Park in Pittsburgh.
Which, that is a nice park. I've only heard good things about it.
Great ballpark, yeah. Sunken down, right there in downtown. You could walk to everything. And then they had to ask, I'm going to play it. Let's see if you can hear it. What was his worst city?
Stunk. Whew. It's hard to say a city stinks when you're playing in the big leagues, but I'd have to go with Milwaukee.
Yeah, you didn't like Milwaukee. Huh?
A lot of pale people in Milwaukee.
Pale people.
Yeah. The sun doesn't come out that much in Milwaukee.
Well, I mean, for
screw you, LaDuca.
Where's he from?
Paul LaDuca, I believe he's from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Okay.
But he went to college
from
in Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Screw you, LaDuca. You're no good here.
What, Ev?
Had he spent time here, you know, on a team or something like that? And
are you guys pale? I mean, I'm pale.
Not at the
DC.
Moment. I've been tanning because we're off to Jamaica next week, and I don't want to burn right away when I get there. So I've done some tanning. Brian doesn't have to worry about that.
He has
olives.
You've been going to the tanning bed, huh?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I detect suspicion in your voice.
Interesting.
What?
No,
go ahead.
No. That's cool. That's normal. It's normal. Man in his 50s going to a tanning booth. That's normal. You like putting on those little goggles?
Well, it's eye protection. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you have to have it. It's mandatory.
Mm. Okay.
Be foolish to go in without it. I need my eyes, fool.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to go without it?
Is that a state law?
There might be a law. I don't. I'll ask when I'm there again today. What if I take my goggles off? Can you call a cop and have me arrested? Is that a crime?
It's like the tag on your mattress. Don't rip that off.
Right.
It's against the law.
Right. We're talking this morning about is jaywalking illegal? Still, I mean, if I just run across the street downtown, can I get a ticket?
Probably, if they wanted to be, you know what about it. There's got to be. I mean, they can pull you over for anything. I mean, when I used to produce the Caps, the Washington Capitals, and I'd be driving home at like 1 or 2 in the morning. Anytime I had any sort of light out, they would pull me over just to see if I was drinking because it was 2 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
If it was 7 o'clock in the evening and I had, you know, some random light out in the back of my car, they wouldn't pull me over.
They ask you where you'd been. Where you going?
I got pulled over one time. I think I had a headlight out, and it was like 2 in the morning. And I got pulled over twice on the same drive. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. He's like, what you been doing tonight? I was like, working. He's like,
oh, okay. I hope you didn't say it like that. That's a bad start. Working. I've been working.
No,
there's a book called Three Felonies a Day where the guy wrote and said average American probably commits what could be interpreted as a felony
every day, three times a day.
Three times a day?
Yeah.
Like any of the three of us that are talking right now.
Well, what's, I mean, I guess if you get to a certain level on the highway, that's probably, is that, would that ever get to a felony?
Because
everyone speeds probably every day.
No, but taking a fake sick day is apparently.
What?
Yeah.
I like working. I don't take fake sick days.
By your reaction, I thought maybe you could be in a lot of trouble.
No, I like my jobs. I like going to work.
Okay.
Now, have I ever done that when I was in college and I had a terrible internship? I certainly faked sick, but I didn't get paid for that, so that can't be a felony.
No, there's a whole lot of things that.
Well, I'm sure I break the law every day. I speed and I look at my phone while I'm driving. So there's two broken laws every day.
Author of the book claims that even the average American does something about three times a day that could be turned into a federal crime by an enterprising or overreaching prosecutor. They list the receiving.
I do pick up
package.
My dog's crap, so that's
okay. There you go.
I abide by the laws.
Which imports fish from another country, then distributes it to restaurants. One day you're expecting your usual shipment arrives, but not in cardboard boxes the way it usually does. This time it's in plastic. Turns out the originating country bans the shipment of fish in plastic. You've just violated a foreign law.
I don't
or the
import
Lacey
fish.
Act.
That's not going to even come close to being a problem in my life. Oh, really? How do you import all those fish every day? I don't import any. I'm getting
so
my.
So you decide to take your motorbike for a ride in the woods along the marked path where it's permitted. You didn't realize that a massive blizzard was coming, and by the time there's a layer of snow covering the ground, you've lost your track of the path. An officer finds you and charges you with having your motorbike in an area where it's not allowed because you unknowingly and without interest had violated the Wilderness Act, which seeks to protect federally designed areas of the wilderness, partly by prohibiting motor vehicles.
I call BS on the three felonies a day. Here. Misdemeanors, fine.
Oh, there's this,
you're an eager young reporter.
There's his first challenge. Okay, go ahead.
Who's been sent to Washington, D.C.?
This happens every day. You get sent to Washington, D.C.
To write an investigative piece pertaining to national security.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
A government employee who works in national security offers you inside information on the condition that he remains anonymous.
What?
You oblige and your editors publish the piece unaware you've arguably violated provisions of the Espionage and Censorship Act.
Who does that every day?
These are just three examples, Tim, in a whole book.
Well, this book is crap.
How about this one?
Every day.
You flush your sister's marijuana down the toilet.
I don't do that every day. I don't do that every day.
I'm going to put you in the same category as that LaDuca fella. You haven't even read the book,
and you're calling it crap.
Well,
all right. The four examples that you brought up are not everyday occurrences.
I agree.
You said every day you commit three felonies. That is ridiculous. Misdemeanors, probably, because you speed. That's a misdemeanor.
Listen to this guy. I'm a dad. I'm a responsible taxpayer, and I obey the laws for the most part.
But to say felony, you go to that's jail time, man.
That's pound you.
Tell a park ranger you cleaned up your picnic table. You honestly think you did?
But these aren't. That's not
but
a felony.
A friend, hold plastic cloth. Yes, it is.
Hold on.
Drop to the ground as you and your friends are leaving the park's picnic area. A ranger asks if you cleaned up after yourselves. You say yes, sir. But he finds a cup there.
What's this? It's a cup.
Any false statement made to a government official, even when it's in conversation and not under oath or in writing, can fall under a false statement charge. Felony.
You've committed a felony, Tim.
And that happens every day. I go to a park every single day, a national park, every day. I leave a cup.
Do you visit our national parks?
Sure. I've been to a bunch of them.
Okay, so it's going to happen to you. This is one that's plausible.
Every day?
Well, no.
Every day I get up, I go to Yellowstone. And I have a picnic, and I make sure to leave one napkin on the ground and purposely lie to a ranger.
Well, Brian said plastic cup. That's not biodegradable. The napkin is.
No, I make sure it's the non-biodegradable.
Non-biodegradable, the most harmful to the ecology.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I live in D.C. I mean, I don't live in D.C., but, you know, I'm surrounded by state or national landmarks.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All of them free, which is sweet. All the... And I make sure, every day I go there, and I commit a felony.
I feel you're right. Mocking me.
I'm not mocking you. I'm mocking the book. I'm mocking the book.
He doubts
because
this.
I wouldn't say that I haven't. According to this, I'm sure we've all committed felonies, but to say that we commit a felony 3 times a day is a little ridiculous.
One? Would you go for one a day?
I don't.
A week. One felony a week.
You probably.
52 felonies a week.
I would say 52 felonies a week?
Oh, I didn't mean a year. I'm sorry. 52
a year.
Do I commit
52 in a year?
One
probably,
a week.
I guess, if you scour through all of the laws out there.
Hey, back when CBs were all the craze. Back
CDs,
in the,
as in compact discs?
No, CB as in Citizens Band Radios. Remember Convoy and all that stuff? You don't remember it. You heard about it. Everybody had a CB or CB. They were making movies about people with CBs in their cars and stuff like that. I got on my dad's CB once. My brothers and I used to do this at night, late at night when he wasn't around. We'd get on the CB and yell, "Oh, my God, I'm going over the cliff," and then turn it off, Was that a felony? Was that a violation of...
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So
we'd get on there and blast out an obscenity and turn it off.
Did you ever... What was that movie that they were messing with the truck driver, and the truck driver was like a serial killer? Joyride? Does that ring a bell?
Is that the one where who is tied between...
It is Joyride. Paul Lance Harbor's in that movie. The dude who's dead, Paul Walker.
I'm thinking of one where
you're thinking of the one with Rutger Hauer.
Rutger Hauer, right? Where he's tied a guy between his truck. He's put him like on the hitchhiker, right? That's it, hitchhiker, where he has grabbed some unsuspecting fella and tied him to his truck. His
that's
hands,
just hitcher, not hitchhiker.
Hitcher,
yeah.
Tied him to his truck, his hands to his truck and his feet to the trailer, and like he's got a bad clutch or something.
I thought he was between two trucks.
Two trucks. Basically,
he has his girlfriend tied between
the girlfriend. Yeah. Right. See, I don't remember the set well at all. Yeah. But yeah.
Rutger Hauer. They remade that movie too. It was so great.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I would say that's probably a felony.
Yeah, there probably. You go. There's a felony. Yeah.
Should be.
Misuse of
it's
a
not. It should be.
Vehicle.
I do jaywalk every day. So I speed, I look at my phone, and I jaywalk every day. So I commit 3 crimes a day. But
do you litter?
No, never litter.
Okay, because that fine's going up here in Milwaukee. It's a $20 or $25 fine. That's going up as of April 1st to $500.
Are you seem like a litterer.
Oh, it's kind of coming at us, too.
No, not all of you. No, Rock. Wow. Rock is responsible. Brian's responsible. Bob, you seem like a litter. You seem like I'm going to go get a Milky Way and just say, you know what? This wrapper goes on the ground.